Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. Another week has passed. It's time for more news from your unofficial Eurovision podcast. Yes, 7 days have passed as Song Contest grows ever closer. But of course, before all that, we have the 25th of December and the 31st of December. And that can only mean one thing. Festive parties, hijinks, and both Albania and Romania having their national final, respectively on Christmas Day and Hogmanay. At the end of the year, we will have three songs chosen for the 2011 Song Contest. But speaking of three who have already been chosen in a very, very bad 70s cheesy link, we know who our three hosts are going to be when we reach Dusseldorf. Taking the stage at the Esprit Arena will be Anke Engelek, the singer and actress, Judith Rakers, the news reporter, and Stefan Raab, who, of course, was not only the singer for Germany in 2000, helped compose in 1998, and the 2004 entries, and the entry from last year from Lena. Those three, similar to the three that we had this year in Oslo, will be taking the stage and guiding us through the two semi-finals and grand final on the 10th, 12th and 14th of May. Before that, of course, we've got some 40-odd countries to select their song, 40-odd countries to select their singer, and we're starting to get into the season now. As I said at the top there, we have Albania and Romania selecting over the next 2 weeks. Once we get into January, all kick off, I think, you know, mostly with semi-finals and heats, I have to say, although there are some national finals happening in January. February is where it gets going, and there's a couple of days at the end of February, and there's one in March, which are just chock full. More song contest than you could possibly imagine. What do we have so far? Well, we have another qualifier from the Azerbaijan Heats going into the final. Anishan Kulevya, congratulations. They're going through. Their national final is happening mid-Feb. Obviously, they're getting everybody selected first, giving time to do a little bit more work, and then they'll be putting that into the main season as well. Plans for national finals from a number of countries have been announced. Estonia have whittled down their shortlist to 20 people who have all submitted their own songs. And naturally, once you have your final selection for your heats, there's lots of protests going on, and the list gets tweaked and changed again. So Elmanois originally thought that you're not a resident of Estonia, you're not allowed to enter. Turns out that she's Argentinian and living in Spain, but for tax reasons, having spent 183 days out of the last 12 months in Estonia, for tax reasons, she's Estonian. Therefore, she gets to stay in the contest. That's great. That's going to be such a great commentary note if she gets through to the finals. Jane Sarp. She had a song that was broke the publication rule, was aired before September the 1st. So, you know, that actually breaks the contest rules all told. Out completely, replaced by Tiut Geek. Mimicry did not play their song early at the concert. Some people thought they did. So that still is inside the September the 1st. So they get to stay. And Like a Virgin, Like a L-A-I-K-E, like the small dog that Russia launched into space, they did submit a song. The timestamp said August the 31st, but it actually was September the 1st in Estonia because of time zone differences in their email software. Right then, the Estonia having two semi-finals, 10 of them, 5 from each, they go through to create one final. Malcolm Lincoln, who of course represented them last year, did submit, didn't get through that selection into the 20 for the semi-final. You're just going to have to make do with their album Load of His Soul, which we've reviewed back on the website. Website, as always, is available for comment, www.escinsight.com, and you'll find us on Twitter and Facebook at those respective names as well. We announced last week that Emmy had been selected as a singer for Armenia. There's now been an open call from Armenia for songs for Emmy to sing at Eurovision. You can submit through the Armenian television stations. We'll have a link back on the website. I love this rule. Songs must be new, include no political or commercial context, and only show positive emotions. Okay? No great big teary ballad of lost love. That's gonna make the song quite unique for Armenia. Right then, Germany. Germany have confirmed what we all suspected beforehand. There will be two heats with six songs. Lena Melandro will be singing them. Three from each of the semi-finals will go into a final to be held on February the 18th. It's 100% public vote, just like the Swiss, although there is going to be judges in the audience. They'll be talking about the songs. They won't actually have a direct influence on the vote, apart from standing up and going, "That's the best song you've ever heard. I hope everybody votes for it." Still 100% audience vote coming through there. The Netherlands, of course, they've selected the band 3JS, or 3Js, to sing their songs. They've announced the names of five of them: De Stroom, The Stream, Noot Allen, Never Alone, Tonic Juvet, When I Forget, Yet a Night, Don't Go Then, and Vilderig Vardaluz, Luxuriously Worthless. I like that sound of that one. I've all been told they're all different styles. There's upbeat, there's mid-tempo, there's one with a little bit of an African flavour in there, and Luxuriously Worthless just sounds like something like Noel Coward would write, but I made that bit up. Their final Last Breath of January, the 30th in Hilversum for them. What else did we have? Let's finish with Latvia in this section. They did have 71 songs submitted. They've whittled that down to 20. There'll be two semi-finals, February the 5th, February the 12th. Five from each will go through. There will then be a wildcard repechage of all the songs that didn't make it through. There'll be one pick from a jury and one pick from the audience on February 19th. And then a final on the, of those 12 songs that have got through on February the 26th. Top three will then do a super final. It appears to be on the same night. And then Latvia will have their winning song. Big, long, complicated process. It's nice, wide selection. Gives everybody a chance to see what's going on. And, of course, fills up lots of nights of television for slightly cheaper than an episode of Doctor Who. But let's stay with Latvia for the close of this show. One of the names that's popped up there, which I'm really enjoying, Loris Renix, has a track called Banjo Laura. Now, yeah, there are hints of Fairy Tale from Alexander Rybak in this one. This is actually quite a nice song. It wouldn't surprise me if this... I'm pretty sure this will get through to the final of Latvia. Wouldn't surprise me if it definitely makes it to that super final and could go all the way. I'm a 1 in 20 shot of getting this right, and if I do get it right, I'll crow about it for the rest of time. Anyway, and it's not just me, quite a few people have picked this one. Let's have that one as the track of the week. Latvia's potential entry from Loris Renix. It's called Banjo Laura. Have a go.
So she walks into a bar and talks this and that, nice and slow. Here we go, all eyes on her, a stranger from the north. While she goes back and forth, then she stops and pulls a magic string. Who is she? La 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 la. She said her name. Wink her eyes. Started. Just a glance, just a little dance, blows our minds right away. As she starts to sway and spin, girl from out of town, clubbers jump up and down. She goes on and pulls a magic string. Who is she? La 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 Laura. She said her name. Wink her eyes. Started out the game. La 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 Laura, the banjo girl. Who was she? What did she play? La 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 Laura. She said her name. Wink her eyes. Started out the game. La 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 Laura, the banjo girl. Who was she? What did she play?
Banjo Laura there from Loris Renix. It's going to be heading up and into battle in Latvia, as I said there, for those heats that will be happening starting February the 5th up there in our country. All around Europe, of course, songs are taking to battle in all the national finals. As already said there, Albania is going to be choosing this Saturday, semi-final 23rd and 24th of December, with their choice made on Christmas Day. Someone's going to have a great Christmas present. Romania's final will be happening the week after that. Speaking of songs going into battle, there will be no jukebox jury this Friday. It's going to go a bit screwy over the festive period. What's going to happen this Friday, assuming that everything goes to plan tomorrow night at the recording, we're going to run a pilot episode of a sort of quiz sort of panel format, which we might be running monthly. We'll see how it goes. It's going to be a test. We'll see how it works. And you can give me the feedback through the emails, as always, Ewan at ESC Insight. You can grab us on Twitter at ESC Insight or facebook.com/ESC Insight as well. We will have the regular news report next week as well. Of course, we need to find out who Albania is going to be sending to Dusseldorf next year. And we'll need to preview the Romanian song and pull out some more classic songs from this year's Eurovision that are lurking in the bowels of all the national finals and heats and everything to make your festive week complete with a slice of Eurovision. But for then, I'm just going to say good night or good afternoon or good morning, wherever you are in the world, whenever you are listening to this podcast. I'm Ewan Spence, and these are the Electric Guitars.